unconditional love is spiritual. Unconditional love, then, is beyond material concerns. It exists in a realm that transcends the mind and the body and is related to the nature of the soul. Its natural expression is free from limitations of the body, such as birth, disease, old age, and death. To experience such love, we must set aside our personal desires for sense gratification and give up taking action just to elicit a predetermined response. Unconditional love must be just that, without conditions, unmotivated and uninterrupted. Such love is beyond any effort to be good, upright, ethical, or moral. Many good people only do the right thing to gain recognition and approval. In contrast, an action based on unconditional love is one we perform even if others blame us for it. For example, a mother may know that her child does not want to stop playing to eat dinner, but, undeterred by the child's anger, she calls him into the house anyway because she knows he needs nourishment. The elements that make up the physical world are all part of God, separated or external energies, and not directly related to the deeper aspects of the divine. Pure, unmotivated love, on the other hand, is transcendental to anything material and can ultimately connect us with the Lord's potent internal energies. In Sanskrit, we speak of Satchidananda Vigraha, meaning that the soul is eternally absorbed in the ecstasy of love, permeated with full knowledge and steeped in bliss. Deep love cannot exist without knowledge and appreciation. In the absence of these qualities, love becomes abstract and general. We cannot deeply love someone whom we do not know, even if we have a generally nice feeling about that individual. The most we can express is a sense of vague admiration. The more we know about those we love, the more our love can be deep and substantive. Genuine love is based on an awareness of particular attributes and qualities. When we know the beloved well, we gain a profound appreciation of that person and understand how to serve more effectively. On the other hand, if we do not know much about someone, our unfamiliarity can produce difficulties because we lack the proper understanding to develop effective communication and action. In the same way, we cannot love God without a great appreciation for who the Lord is, what the Lord does, and what the Lord desires from us.